faith. Now, I want to explain something to you about your faith. Faith is an individual character part of you when you say yes to Jesus. Now, people will say, well, wait a minute. You know, my faith is weak. I don't live by my faith. I live by Christ's faith, the faith that he places in me. I could not even have faith if Christ did not give it to me to have. So what's going on with us? Why do we argue with ourselves so much? You ever catch yourself talking to you? You just carrying on sometimes a three-way conversation. There's no telling how many personalities you got up here, right? A lot of you, you know, the personalities, you could have several different experienced personalities up here in this head. You all are acting like you don't know what I'm talking about, but you're lying. You know exactly what I'm talking about. You lose your temper. All of a sudden, there's no reason to tell a lie, but you tell it. That's normally with the teenagers. That there's no reason to tell it, but you do. You're angry. You're happy. Those are all personalities. Well, here's what happened with us, with our faith. In our faith, we have to make sure that that faith begins within who the real we are, the real us. That heartfelt, did you ever make a statement, of my heart of hearts, I love you. Within, meaning to the depth of who I really am. That means you're getting out of your head into who you are as a spiritual being. Well, you see, my faith should not wane, and it would not wane if I would stay out of my head and get more in the Spirit. For me to be able to appreciate the faith that Christ has given me, you must live in the Spirit, the real you down there. Now, yeah, but if you have faith and you doubt, are we not told to doubt not? Yes, but let me tell you something. Your doubt comes from your thinking, the human brain, the human thought process. The spiritual you, the real you who's in charge in there, is covered by the grace of Almighty God. And our battle is within. Does not the Scripture teach us that? My battle is not on the outside. My battle is not even with flesh and blood. My fight that I deal with is with inside of me. Your thought process. Sometimes, do you ever overthink something? You ever have somebody say, no, you're overthinking this. I never had many people tell me that. They never thought I thought that deep, Brother Annie. Yeah, you're overthinking this. Well, faith is so deep inside of us. It doesn't mean that my brain's not going to have doubts. I have faith, and my brain is telling me, you can't see that. You can't see that. How am I going to be able to grasp with my mind faith when I can't see it? My brain is going to think along the lines of what I can see, what I can smell, what I can touch, what I can taste, what I can hear. That's the brain. What do you hear Christ with your ears or with your spirit? When you're under conviction by the Holy Spirit, are you hearing an outward voice? Some say they have. I've never heard it. And I probably, if I hear that outward voice, I'm taken off. Because you see, I realize this, that my faith is based upon my Christ, my Savior. My hope is on Him. He indwells me. Not on the tricks my mind will play on me. Did your mind ever play tricks on you? Did you ever see things that aren't there? Did you ever spend the night on guard duty or the night anywhere where you are worn out and you're hearing things that isn't even there? Seeing people. Now, I know you're not going to admit that one. But I know a lot of folks that, you know, you miss someone so bad. I saw them last night standing in the same doorway for many years saying hello. And they think, you know, I can't mention that to anybody because they'll think I've lost my mind. Your pastor won't. I won't think that. Because you see, that's the power of the Spirit. My Savior gave me the blessing, discerning spirits. Those are one of the gifts that I know that I have. That's realizing whether somebody's fake or real. That's a gift from God. But the real meaning of that is the truth within sight. Is the voice that I'm hearing from God, or is it a voice from Larry? Larry Pete trying to tell me, oh, it's okay, you go ahead. Now, you got a congregation there, Larry Pete, they love you so much, they wouldn't care to see you smoke a good-tasting cigar. Go ahead, puff it. I can't, because I know that that's a breaking point for me. Isn't that pitiful? I love cigars. I just smoke them, then I chew what was left. That's loving a cigar, right? But that's just, and it's nothing to so many people. But to me, it's a red light. Leave it alone. It doesn't mean your pastor doesn't sin when he sees someone smoking a cigar and gets closer to him just to smell it. Yeah, I don't know. God forgives me on that one. But think of it this way. God said, I've remade you on the inside. The outside of me is not remade yet. I got a new body coming. But he said, I want you to have faith, but I want you to use the faith that I'm giving you. Larry, don't you trust your own mind in when it comes to faith, because you'll think I let you down. You'll think that I backed away from you, and I promised you I will never leave you nor forsake you. So therefore, I want you to listen to the real you, that inner you. Faith produces God's peace. That's what faith does. Real faith produces God's peace. If I have the faith of the brain, of the mind, I will not have peace. I need peace. I need peace of mind. But that peace of mind will not come unless I have peace in my spirit. To know that the spiritual me, the real me, this brain's going to rot in the grave. The real me, the spiritual me, is not. I'm never going to see the grave. I'm out of here. Listen. John 14, verse 27. I am leaving you with a gift. Woo! Merry Christmas. Thank you, Lord. Peace of mind and heart. Now, don't you dare say you didn't get anything. Jesus said, I'm leaving you with a gift. I'm going to give to you peace of mind and heart. I'm bringing peace to your spirit. When your spirit's at peace with me, your mind will find the peace. Trust in the inner you, not in your own human thought process. And the peace I give, it isn't fragile. You know, have you ever noticed, you know, everything's fine. Today, everything's fine. Everybody's happy with each other. There's no fussing in the family. There's no feuding. Everything is just perfect. Then why are you shaking? Because you know the next minute it could all blow up. Doesn't work that way with the peace that Christ gives. He said, I'm bringing you peace of mind and heart, and the peace I give isn't fragile like the peace the world gives you. So don't be troubled or afraid. In my mind, I get afraid. I have never preached a message that I don't tremble in the process. I have never stood in the pulpit when I'm not nervous. I'm nervous. I tremble. Why? I don't want to say it wrong. It is the holy word of Almighty God. It is the peace of your heart. I do not want to mislead you. I don't want to say the wrong thing. I want it to be God's word. It can only come from my spirit. It can only come from the voice of who Christ is himself. And when I read the word of God, the holiness of that word, the power of God's word. Listen, folks. When God's word is so powerful that he says, Lazarus, come forth. And all his friends said, Lord, he'd been dead 4 days. Surely he stinketh. Well, he might have stunketh, but he came forth out of that tomb smelling good. Alive. Shaking off death. That's what we need to do in our mind. Shake the power of death, for that mind will trick you and it'll drive you crazy. Always thinking the wrong, the bad, the evil, the negative. Always, 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 you will lose your mind. The Lord says, get spiritual. That's what he means. Live in the spirit. That means that I don't care what the world says about climate change or anything else. I'm going home soon. And I hear in heaven the climate's just perfect. And I got me a new body I'll be traveling in. And it is a body of the spiritual realm that knows no bounds. There's no power that's going to be able to hold me back. I get to come in the presence of Jesus Christ, not based on who I am or what I know or what I've done, but based on I'm family. I'm family. Listen, when you have your family gatherings, there's always at least one that's a jerk in the family. Nobody wants to get around them. Well, why do they always show up? Because it's family. Faith family always lets me and my sister-in-law, Lisa, we get to come to every one of the functions. We got our own table. We have to sit at to get away from the rest of them. But we get to go. Think of that. Why? Because we're counted as family. That's what happens. I'm family. And the Lord said, I've come for my children. Did you know you're the offspring of Jesus Christ? You're spiritual. Faith produces God's peace. Faith accepts God's peace. I accept the peace God wants to give me. What's the matter with many Christians? We won't accept peace. Oh, you know, I've done so many bad things in my life, I really don't deserve peace of mind. So I'm just not going to accept it, Lord. Because I want to get out here and I want to pay my debt to you. You can't pay your debt to God. It's already been paid for. That's what Christmas is all about. That's what Easter is all about. It is Jesus who paid for me. I'm family. And I get to be there at Christmas. I'm family. And the Lord says, I want that faith that I'm giving you to be acceptable to you. Larry, just accept my love. I don't have any trouble with that anymore. Thank you, Lord. Do you ever try to make up for a foolish mistake you've made and make it worse? Oh, now you're going to apologize. 15 years ago when you said it, you should apologize. That's why I got out of marital counseling. I don't do that anymore. But God says to you and to me, I want you to understand something. I want you to have the peace. But you got to accept it. I won't force you to take it. Philippians 4:11 through 13. I have learned to be satisfied, Paul says, with the things that I have and with everything that happens. That's not easy, is it? Lord, I just hit my thumb with a hammer. And I'm reading your scripture, and with everything that happens, I need to be satisfied. Lord, it hurts. Now I realize I praised you when I hit my thumb. And I spoke in tongues in the process of that praising. But Lord, I want you to know that I'm not satisfied with it. That's how some think. The Lord said, I want you to go deeper than your feelings. I want you to go to the real you down there, that real spiritual you that's in there. He said, I want you to know I love you. And that real spiritual you, it don't hurt. The only thing that's hurting you right now is that physical body that I've given you to walk around on planet Earth. And if you keep hammering like that, you're going to get rid of it pretty soon anyway. Think of it. God talks to our spirit. I know how to live when I am poor, and I know how to live when I have plenty. I have learned the secret of being happy at any time in everything that happens. I can do all things, listen to it, through Christ, because He gives me strength. That spiritual living. Paul is saying, I've learned to live in the Spirit. So what happens to my body, I accept the pain. Do you think all those stonings didn't hurt him? Do you really think he was saying, oh Lord, that felt so good, let them throw one more? No! It hurt. But he had learned to live in the Spirit. Can't you imagine him telling himself, anytime, Lord, I'm ready for the real me in here to get out of this body, because this body is hurting. Can you imagine his arthritis, the beatings, and all that he took for the name of Christ? How could he learn to accept all things? Humanly impossible. So he says, I can do all things through Christ, who gives me the strength. He said, I'm going spiritual, boys. I'm getting into the real me down there. The real me that's going to live through eternity. Then faith trusts God's peace. Faith produces God's peace. Faith accepts God's peace. Faith trusts God's peace. Isaiah 26, verse 3. You, Lord, give true peace to those who depend on you because they trust you. You got to get out of your mind and quit trusting yourself. You know, I just got to trust that what I'm doing is right. No, you don't. You have to trust the Word of God who tells you what is right and tells you what is wrong. That's the reason he said, I want you to read my Word. My Word is powerful. It is more powerful than a double-edged sword, to the point that on the second coming of Jesus Christ, when He comes in victory, Lord of Lords, King of Kings, it is the sword of His mouth. What? His words. That's what strikes man dead. Those who do not live by the Word of God will be destroyed by the Word of God. Those who live by the Word are living with Christ through eternity. Live by the sword, you die by the sword. Live by the Word, you don't have to die. Woo! I'm not dying. Now you all want to wallow around in that dirt in the grave, go ahead. Your pastor ain't going to be there with you. I got news for you. You're not either. You know why? Whether you know Jesus or don't know Jesus, you're a spiritual being. A spiritual being. When I'm resurrected and all other Christians are resurrected, we're resurrected into that glorified body. During the resurrection, I get the glorified body. If I'm to die this minute, I get my spiritual body. You and I will know each other spiritually. I may have more hair. Do you know the Scripture tells us we'll actually recognize each other? You know something else that I've learned? We will know people that we didn't know. We're going to know each other. You're not even going to forget a name anymore. Oh, yes. When you're talking to somebody, you say, oh, honey, I know you. You're lying. You have no idea who you're standing there talking to. You're hoping somebody will mention a name somewhere. And you're fine until it's the wrong name that you use. But that's the human existence. In the spiritual realm, the spiritual you, the real you that's in there? And faith is trusting God's peace. The Lord said, live spiritual. Paul said, I've learned how to do that. You and I will spend a lifetime learning how to live spiritually. That's not easy, because we battle with our brain continually. We battle with our mind. Does not your spirit fight your mind? Do we not feel the angel and the devil on the one arm and the angel on the other shoulder? And don't we realize that battle is within us? And don't we not realize that when you have Christ in you, I can tell you which one's already won. When you belong to Jesus, you belong to the family of God, and nothing can separate you from that family. No, not even you. Now, God says He may take you out early, that your spirit might be saved. Actually, He says it this way, let that individual body be turned over to Satan, that his spirit might be saved. Now, what does that mean? Don't have any ideas too deep for me. But I do know this, that the Lord says He's man, but He is such a renegade, He's not going to glorify me. And it gets to a point to where God says, that's enough. That's enough. And then faith loves God's peace. The way so many people act today, so miserable, and I'm talking about God's children, Christians. You've been given the greatest Christmas gift you could ever have. The peace of God. Faith, I give you. Hope, I give you. Love, I give you. Success, I give you. What do we want? God said, I give you all of me. My Son will take care of all the rest. On that cross, Jesus took every blemish that I would have. On that cross, Jesus took every guilt that's ever went through my mind. Every hurt, every pain. There's a stripe on Jesus' body that represents me. There's one there that represents you too. You may not have even accepted Christ yet, but I can tell you this. Jesus died for you. He loves you. And He said, I love you like you are. Let me change you. Don't you start getting dressed up for me. I want to dress you in the heavenly realm with faith, hope, and love. The things that truly matter in your life. The peace. Peace seems to be evading us. A society that knows no peace. A society that fights against peace. A society that refuses to accept peace. Where there is no peace, there is war. Where there is no peace, there is war. So Satan wants to pull any kind of acceptance of peace away from you. He wants to trick you. How? He can only do it in your mind, folks. Satan cannot get to the real you in here. He tricks your mind. Satan plays the mind games with us. Oh, there's no way that you can stand against City Hall. There's no way that you can stand up for what you call to be the right thing when so many see believing in Jesus Christ is the wrong way. Yes, there's a way. Jesus happens to be that way. It was His birthday. He chose to love me on His birthday. He chose to give me eternal life. On His birthday, He says, Merry Christmas. Psalm 119, verse 165. Psalm 119, folks, is the longest chapter in the Bible. The longest chapter in the Bible is Psalm 119. and verse 165. Those who love your teaching will find true peace and nothing. Oh, what did I say? Nothing will defeat them. Nothing. Now don't the world, don't let the world threaten you. That's a sissy. The world's a bunch of sissies. Snowflakes or whatever you want to call them. The world is made up of individuals that can't hang in there. I just got to quit. I just got to give up. That's the world. Aren't you glad that Jesus Christ didn't give up?
Amen.
Whew. Do you know that the Lord said that he could have called 10,000 angels to wipe out the whole human race? God would have pulled him off that cross. But he saw you. He saw me. He saw life. And all that would ever be born, all who would hate him, he saw them. And he said, give them life. I'll give them a chance. I'll give them hope. I will offer them peace. And then you know what he says? Whosoever will, let him come. Freedom of choice. Choose me or choose the world. Choose me, you're a winner. Choose the world. Well, look at it. How long you wallowed in the world? Doesn't it get tiresome? Wallowing in your own mind, your own thought process, wallowing in the world and the ways of the world. Jesus says, try me on for size. I'll show you a peace that surpasses all understanding. The world will not understand me. But if the world doesn't understand me, the world will never understand you either when you accept me. But truly, accept Jesus, for he is the hope of the world. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for your faith. We thank you for your Christmas. We thank you for your Son. We praise you for your hope, for the strength that you give us, Father. We're ever so thankful. Help us now to reach out to a lost and dying world. Help us, Father, that we might be able to bring that peace that the world doesn't recognize to those who've never witnessed it. We ask that blessing in Jesus' name. Amen.